We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, gracious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, farmers in central Kenya adopt solar-powered irrigation. In ecology news, a special campaign in northern India promotes the importance of trees. In animal welfare news, a sanctuary in southern Arizona, USA, provides abused horses with a new life. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 16th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Serbia, His Excellency Dr. Mirko Cvetković, born in 1950 in Zaječar, Serbia. His Excellency has shown dedication to sustainability, including supporting investment in alternative energy sources. Moreover, Prime Minister Cvetković has also given priority to scientific development in areas such as environmental preservation. August 16th is the birthday of the President of Seychelles, His Excellency James Alex Michel, born in 1944 in Mayi, Seychelles. Halting climate change and increasing conserved land area in the country to over 50% are among President Michel's priorities. In addition, President Michel emphasizes unified citizen efforts to continue to make Seychelles an even better place to live, with moral, spiritual, cultural and social renewal. My respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies Dr. Mirko Cvetković and James Alex Michel, for your commitment to a healthy planet and greener nations. May you celebrate a blessed and joyful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Flying news. New Zealand struck by rare snow. As extreme weather descended over both the North and South Islands on Monday, cities across the country were brought to a halt as major roads became impassable. Even in the colder south, where snows were said to be the worst in 50 years, mail delivery and flights were cancelled, with ice and gale force winds causing widespread temporary power losses.
In the normally warmer North Island, Auckland residents witnessed the first snow in 80 years as meteorologists forecast that the storm front would continue bringing more inclement weather over the next few days. Officials also warned Christchurch citizens whose homes have been weakened due to previous damage by the massive earthquake to consider evacuation if any problems emerge. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries.
We are thankful for the officials' advisories and cautionary actions to safeguard the public, wishing all affected residents a smooth return to the regularity of daily life, and that such weather extremes are alleviated by our greater kindness toward one another and the planet.
Earthquake shakes India as volcanoes erupt in Russia's Far East and Indonesia. On Saturday, August 13th, India's Institute of Seismological Research registered an earthquake measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale in the Kutch district of Gujarat state, centered 22 kilometers from Vamkar village. The tremor sent residents in the region fleeing in fear from their homes. However, there were no immediate reports of property damage or casualties. Meanwhile, scientists in Russia warned on Saturday that ash reaching heights of over 6,000 meters from the erupting Chivalut volcano on the Kamchatka Peninsula could disrupt international air traffic in the flight path over the area. On Sunday morning, Indonesia's Mount Soputan in Minahasa, North Sulawesi, also spewed a cloud of ash 1 kilometer skyward, prompting the government to establish an exclusion zone of 6 kilometers around the crater. There were fortunately also no reports of damage or injury from the volcanic events. Our appreciation, international experts, for your close monitoring to ensure the public's safety. May such potential dangers soon subside through humanity's more compassionate regard of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, flying fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. nai ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phịnh mới xin làm sao loạn tiếng thế chìm mau lo sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ vừa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phịnh mới xin làm sao dao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm máu loạn ôi con thơ ở lại mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
we can still save the planet. Day 526. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens, speak out. People in nations including Egypt, Jordan, Libya, Somalia, Syria, United Kingdom and Yemen continue their pledges to demand true reforms that offer greater equality, human rights and democracy to all residents of their countries.
United Kingdom, hundreds in the city of Birmingham united to participate in a peace march Sunday, August 14th in remembrance of the three young men killed during riots as they attempted to protect their community from looters. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg toured areas of Manchester affected by the recent riots, echoing other officials' calls for the social issues leading to the unrest to be understood and addressed.
Somalia, US-based Human Rights Watch released a report Monday documenting cases during the past year in which government forces as well as African Union peacekeepers and illegally armed groups have been contributing to the nation's humanitarian collapse by engaging in serious violations of international law, urging for the immediate end to all civilian abuses. The group also called for those responsible to be brought to justice and for UN intervention to ensure greater freedom of movement and access to aid.
Jordan. On Sunday, King Abdullah II welcomed constitutional changes recommended by a reform panel that would transfer some of the monarch's power to the nation's parliament, as well as increase democracy and improve human rights. Activists, however, called for greater changes, including the ability to elect the prime minister.
Egypt, after hundreds demonstrated in front of a military court on Sunday to protest the detention of prominent activist and blogger Asma Mahfouz. Ms. Mahfouz was released on bail, saying that she was only stating that if people were not given their rights, the lack of justice would bring chaos, as she pledged to continue to critique wrongdoing.
Syria. The government continued on Monday in a third day of shelling the ancient port city of Latakia, with activists estimating that as many as 50 people may have died in the violence thus far.
As we mourn for the loss of lives and sympathize with the injured and suffering, we pray for the strife in all nations to be halted, and that people everywhere may decide to live in shared dignity and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, if the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will.
Còn nhỏ lắm, tôi muốn sống thơ ngây, tôi không muốn mỗi ngày nghe súng rền bốm thép. Nhất là vào dịp Tết, tôi muốn mặc áo hoa, tiền lì xì báo đỏ và thêm thật nhiều quà, và được chơi suốt đêm với bạn bè trong xóm, mà không phải ngủ sớm vì sợ lịnh giới nghiêm. Tôi muốn sống êm đềm trong chơi thời thơ ấu. Tôi không thích đổ máu, tôi không thích ù tai. Tiếng canh đông đến dài làm tôi thường mất ngủ. Nếu anh có con cháu, về hỏi chúng đi ăn, có ai thích chiến tranh?
Hôm qua đạn dẻo bên trường, học trò dăm đứa chạy gương lãnh mình. Súng gươm sao thật vô tình, dẫm ba người chết thình lình. Không, mấy ngày xác giữa bờ sông, còn linh hồn đã lạc trong kiếp nào. Tôi nhìn thịt nát da hao, không còn buồn hiểu thấp cao lòng.
Let peace be here now.
To return to our true and glorious self. During the August 11th video conference, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice in Chicago, USA, the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, Commissioner Patricia Horton, and vegan docent and teacher, Mrs. Sharilyn Avila, had the opportunity to ask Special Guest of Honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, questions regarding the changes needed at government and social levels to protect the planet and its inhabitants. Mrs. Avila read part of Supreme Master Qinghai's poem, Please Wake Up, and asked if, as the poem said, we would ever know our true self in order for it to gloriously shine.
To go back to our true self, there are two things to do, physical and spiritual. Physically, we clean ourselves by keeping the five peace principle: not kill, not steal, not tell lie, not commit sexual relationship except with your partner, and do not take poison, like intoxicants, drugs, alcohol, cigarette. These are poison for the body. Be vegan. It is also included in that five precepts, because do not harm or do not kill means indirectly as well. If we don't harm the animals but we eat them, then other people has to harm or kill them for us. Secondly, spiritual. Now we go find the guy to show us how to see the light within again. You are that light, you are that God quality. So very simple, physical, clean the temple, spiritual, find a guide to show you how to reconnect with yourself.
Commissioners Avila and Horton, as well as Mrs. Avila, we appreciate your participation in this meaningful discussion, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing her views that encompass every important aspect of our lives, from our physical to spiritual well-being. We look forward to a future in which we all shall shine inside out as God's noble children.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Hear the tree that's falling
from this planet Earth.
The rainforest are crying.
Actor Shammi Kapoor remembered. Bollywood's legendary actor has passed away at the age of 79 on Sunday, August 14th. Having played many star roles in popular films, Mr. Kapoor was considered extremely versatile and has been regarded as one of the finest actors in Hindi cinema. As the founder and chairman of the Internet Users Community of India, Mr. Kapoor was also instrumental in popularizing computer networking in his country. Active to the end of his life, he was most recently cast in the upcoming movie Rockstar. Among those paying tribute to his life were many fellow actors and Bollywood celebrities, as well as rockstar director Imtiaz Ali, who said, "He is irreplaceable. It is a loss to the film industry and a sad news. Our sincere condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Shammi Kapoor, whose silver screen legacy will continue to uplift the hearts of many. May his soul rest peacefully in the light and grace of the divine."
Save our planet. As part of the effort to increase national forest cover and encourage a green economy, the Congolese government announced a new program on Wednesday, August 10, 2011, to plant trees across 1 million hectares of previously degraded forest lands.
Save our planet. Officials in China's Guizhou province report on August 12, 2011, that 2.2 million people living in 84 of the province's cities and counties are suffering from shortages of safe drinking water due to drought that has brought 70% less rain than normal since the beginning of July.
Save our planet. Experts from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency report on August 13, 2011, that this summer's heat wave in the USA is causing main water lines to break, with an estimated 700 fractures of the vital lines occurring daily, affecting supplies in states such as California, Texas, Indiana, Kentucky, and New York.
Number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Both of us are happily following a nutritious plant-based diet. Today we are here with a tip about encouraging others to transition to the earth-saving vegan lifestyle.
When you have the opportunity, you can share information with friends on how easy it is to access animal-free foods at supermarkets and non-specialty stores.
These include beans, rice, pastas, breads, tofu, fruits, vegetables, and spices.
You may also like to tell about how cruelty-free baked goods are fun to make and delicious to eat.
Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
sustainable energy news, farmers in central Kenya adopt solar-powered irrigation. The solar pumps have become a cost-effective solution for watering crops due to low maintenance and no operating expenses. They also have zero carbon emissions. Furthermore, drip-dry irrigation is being used, which requires 2 cubic meters of water per acre rather than 20 cubic meters utilized by traditional methods. Congratulations, green-going Kenyan farmers, for embracing new technologies to conserve the environment. May the beautiful citizens of your nation enjoy abundant harvests on a long-lasting planet.
In ecology news, a special campaign in northern India promotes the importance of trees. Morning Walk with Tree Talk is taking place in the idyllic Kashmir Valley of Jammu in Kashmir State. The Eco Endeavour, which is being sponsored by the state's Forest Department, is providing elder citizens the opportunity to share their knowledge on medicinal properties of various herbs and trees with the younger generation. The planting of more trees is also encouraged. Kudos, Forest Department, for your earth-friendly project. May the magnificent Kashmir Valley continue to flourish in greenery, embellishing both India and our world. Up next on Noteworthy News, abandoned horses regain the sparkle in their eyes in a sanctuary in Arizona, USA. We'll just let the dog in and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more reassuring news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a favorable world. In animal welfare news, a sanctuary in southern Arizona, USA provides loving care for abused horses. Popular American television channel NBC featured Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary on its nightly news Making a Difference series. Situated at the Jumpin' Jack Ranch, the refuge's residents include horses who were used on a long and difficult illegal drug smuggling journey. When no longer needed, the gracious animals are abandoned in the desert. Some have been spotted and brought to the sanctuary, where they are given plentiful food, treatment for injuries, and training. One of the volunteers at the nonprofit stated that her reward was seeing the sparkle return to the horse's eyes, signifying new hope. Our many thanks, NBC, for featuring this important story. Bravo, Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary, on helping these majestic beings. We pray each precious horse co-inhabitant thrives in joy and safety with heaven's abundant blessings.
For their noble work, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with thanks and all love.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Fresh Fruit.
Customer says to the waiter, "Waiter, I'd like to cancel my order for fresh fruit salad." The waiter said, "I'm sorry, sir, but the chef has already opened the tin."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thanks a lot for the jokes collected from different countries. It's very funny. It cheers me up every day. Julia from Moscow, Russia.
Jovial Julia, we're happy to hear that you enjoy our daily jokes. With her wonderful wit and sense of humor, Supreme Master Qinghai often tells lighthearted jokes at international gatherings with our association members and writes original ones for Supreme Master Television viewers as well. With all our love and heaven's blessings to you and the peace-loving citizens of Russia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May divine wisdom be your treasured companion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Wishing to make health insurance affordable for all citizens, the South African government states that a pilot program for a universal plan will be launched in 10 districts with the hope of continuing expansion to nationwide coverage.
Iraq's Ministry of Education announces plans to repair 826 damaged and semi-collapsing school buildings within the next several months, with our goal to construct an additional 5,000 new schools in Baghdad and other provinces.
With celebrating celebrations that included performances by musicians from across Latin America, the 85th birthday of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro is also honored with a congratulatory call from Russia's president Dmitry Medvedev and by other dignitaries such as Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez.
The United Arab Emirates Embassy in the USA donates $500,000 to provide high school students in tornado-stricken Joplin, Missouri, with laptops, along with an additional $500,000 donation to aid the town's recovery.
On the 50th anniversary of the Agent Orange disaster in Olac or Vietnam, a photo tribute in the nation's War Remnants Museum honors those who, despite disabling injuries from the harmful chemical, have become productive and exemplary members of society.
Thanks to more than a year's rehabilitation efforts by the Loggerhead Marine Life Center, after he was found with severe watercraft injuries, Andre, the endangered green sea turtle, is saluted by hundreds of people in Florida, USA, who gathered to see him returned to his natural habitat in the Atlantic Ocean.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.